Hello and welcome to this podcast from Surgical Department A3 at Sjællands University Hospital in Køge. You are probably listening because you will soon have surgery on your intestines. If you have been to surgery preparation school, then you will probably notice that much of the information in this podcast will be the same. In this podcast, I will review important elements that you need to be aware of in connection with having to undergo bowel surgery. I will inform you about what should happen the day before surgery, what you can expect on the day of your operation, and on the following days and after discharge. This podcast gives general information, and therefore there may be other procedures associated with your specific operation that are not mentioned here. I would like to start by informing you that before hospitalisation, we strongly recommend that you stop smoking. This will be beneficial for your recovery, especially for your lung functioning and for the wound healing process. The day before your operation, you must come to the department where we will begin the initial preparations for the operation. You will be received by a member of staff when you arrive and will be allocated a bed in a room with 1 to 3 other patients. Once you have your bed and you put your belongings in the cupboard, we will measure your blood pressure, heart rate and temperature. This is measured at least twice a day after the operation. Then the hair on your stomach will be removed and your navel cleaned. If you need any kind of bowel cleansing before surgery, you will receive this too. You will also receive an injection in your thigh with blood thinning medication that you must have daily until you are discharged. This is given to prevent blood clots, as there is an increased risk of developing these after surgery. If you need to have surgery in the rectum, in the evening we will also measure how much urine is left in your bladder after you have been to the toilet. We use this information to assess whether you can empty your bladder after the operation in the same way as before. If you have been to surgery preparation class, you have been given 3 protein drinks, which you should have drunk before arriving on the ward. Upon arrival on the ward, you will get another protein drink to fill up with protein before you have to fast and thirst for the operation. You can eat as you like until 2 a.m. and drink fluids without dairy products until 6 a.m. After these preparations, not much happens before the actual day of surgery, so bring a good book or other reading material with you. There is a television for each bed in the living rooms, but unfortunately we do not have many channels to choose from. Feel free to bring your own headphones for this. There is also free Wi-Fi at the hospital, though with variable quality. Another good thing to bring is a dressing gown, as we prefer not to see patients walking in the hallways without one. If you do not have a dressing gown, you can borrow one from us.